I object to the use of usage when it's used in place of use. There's nothing wrong with using use. It's been in use a long time, and I'm used to it. It isn't that usage isn't useful. I simply have no use for its current usage. The use of usage should be consistent with good usage. I'd prefer to say, my use of the Internet, rather than my usage. If I meant it collectively, I might say, American usage of the Internet. But so far, I haven't meant that. And as I'm using space on usage, I'll use some more on utilize. Using utilize instead of utilizing use is one of those attempts to make things sound more important than they really are. Sports announcers do that all the time. They misapply big words. He's not utilizing all his skills. They don't understand that an athlete doesn't utilize his skills. He uses them. The coach utilizes his players, but the players use their skills. Don't use utilize when you should be utilizing use. Another sports announcer crime is the use of the word differential when they mean difference. There was a 12-point differential at halftime. No, sorry, there was a 12-point difference at halftime. Differential is a mechanical or mathematical term. And by mathematical, I don't mean Knicks 55, Pacers 43. Difference and differential are different. Go Knicks! It also annoys me that people sometimes claim to see a linkage when they actually see a link. I think link is fine. Linkage reminds me of my car's transmission. In fact, I think my car's linkage is located somewhere near the differential. Stoppage is another ungainly word. The most frequently heard euphemism for a labor strike is work stoppage. Apparently, labor strike sounded too Marxist for loyal Americans, but stoppage sounds like an obstructed bowel, and stoppage is much too close to sewage for my comfort. Usage, linkage, and stoppage remind me of outage. This is a word I simply dislike. It's an awkward, ugly word. Outage. It sounds like something that's done when a gay person's identity is revealed. But actually, its most frequent use is in describing a loss of electricity, power outage. We used to say power failure, but I guess Americans don't like to admit failure, even when it's manifest. Regardless, we ought to find a better way to answer the question, what happened to the lights? By the way, I recently heard the following sentence on CNN. Because of high winds, about 250,000 people in New England are without power. And I thought, gee, when you think about it, about 275 million people in the United States are without power. They just aren't aware of it. When reporting a bombing by some radical group, the news media will often inform us that no one has claimed responsibility. Why is this wording used instead of no one has taken credit? To save the feelings of the dead people's relatives? The people who did the bombing surely see it as a credit. Let them have their moment in the sun. Look at all the trouble they went to. Here's another gratuitous editorial appendage often heard on the TV news coverage of a fire or an accident. Luckily, no one was hurt. Or, the good news is no one was injured. I consider those to be editorial comments. After all, I may not think it's such good news that no one was hurt. I'm entitled to decide for myself whether or not injuries to strangers are good or bad news. I may prefer hearing, it's a shame no one was hurt. It's entirely possible. Please save the commentary for the editorial page. And I could also do without these grim, mock-serious facial expressions and sad voices the television news people affect when reporting one of these so-called tragedies. Diane Sawyer is one of the worst offenders. She lowers her voice dramatically and puts on this really sad face and tells you all about the baby who died in a washing machine. If you weren't listening carefully, you'd think the goddamn tragedy happened to her. Is that good? I don't think so. Just let me have the news, please. I'll get Meryl Streep to handle the sad faces. Another empty sentiment concerning the death of people, you hear it on the news and you hear it in real life. Our thoughts are with the family. What exactly does that mean? Sympathies I can understand. Prayers, as ineffective as they are, I can understand. But thoughts? Why thoughts? What kind of thoughts? Just thoughts? Like, gee, he's dead. How does that help?